First, popular ways of dealing with the common cold. NPR's Allison Aubrey looks into supplements that claim to boost your immune system.
Everybody knows that colds are caused by viruses, but when a nasty one spreads around the office or through the family, why do some people get sick and others don't? Some swear by a jolt of wheatgrass in their smoothies or megadoses of vitamin C. Another top seller in drugstores is Airborne, a mix of herbs and vitamins that claims to boost the immune system. One shopper, Nuri Nasrat, who was on her way into a health food store, says of course she's heard of Airborne.
Actually, my fiancé takes it all the time, and he says it works to prevent him from getting sick. That's why he swears by it, actually.
He's not alone. Sales of Airborne have jumped from $2 million to more than $100 million in the last 4 years. But is there any evidence to show that Airborne tablets can actually prevent someone from catching a cold?
No. I will have to say that they're unproven.
Ronald Turner is a physician who studies how people catch colds. He heads up clinical research at the University of Virginia School of Medicine. He's not just skeptical of Airborne, but of all supplements that claim to boost the immune system.
There's never been anything that's been definitively shown to either prevent or treat common cold illnesses.
The makers of Airborne have conducted only one small research study. They found that 4 out of 5 people who took Airborne either recovered completely or improved somewhat within 5 days. The results may sound promising, but Ronald Turner says people who do absolutely nothing to treat their colds also get better, just as quickly.
Without any intervention of any kind.
The marketers of Airborne say they'd like to do more research, but for now, scientists say the only way to evaluate the product at all is to look at its main ingredients. Airborne contains herbs, such as echinacea, which, although very popular, has been shown by the best scientific studies not to work. It also contains megadoses of vitamin C. Most people get plenty of that in their diet.
Having vitamin C is an important nutrient for the body, but to extrapolate because it's necessary for the body, that then taking a high dose of it somehow is protective or is more beneficial, that's where the fallacy comes in.
Then there's zinc. Researchers have studied zinc repeatedly with very mixed results.
What you like to see when you do science is that as you do studies and you identify problems with the studies and you modify your design and you repeat the studies and that sort of thing, that eventually all the studies start to come out close to the same.
But in the case of zinc, results have been all over the map.
There have been studies that have shown very dramatic reductions in symptom duration, and then there are studies of very similar design that show no reduction in symptom duration.
So if all the evidence suggests there is no magic elixir that will keep you from getting a cold, is there anything besides washing your hands a lot that you can do to protect yourself? Researcher Sheldon Cohen at Carnegie Mellon University studies the role of stress.
We know quite a bit about stress and susceptibility to infection. We've been doing research in that area for probably over 25 years.
In one study, Cohen and his collaborators interviewed 400 healthy adults about how stressed out they are. They asked questions such as whether the demands they faced exceeded their ability to cope, or how anxious, angry, or depressed they'd felt over the last week.
After we administered the questionnaires, we exposed the people in the study to one of 5 different viruses that cause the common cold.
Cohen's team then tracked the volunteers for 6 days and found those who had reported higher levels of stress were twice as likely to catch a cold as those who were less stressed out. This correlation has held up in 2 follow-up studies. Cohen says he's also looked at long-term stressors, such as marriage problems or the loss of a job.
So the longer the stressor lasted, the greater the probability that when we exposed them to a virus that they would develop a cold.
Taking stress out of our lives is not something that any of us can do on demand. Unresolved disputes don't disappear at will. So maybe it's no surprise that consumers are willing to buy into the possibility that things like Airborne or zinc tablets or echinacea can protect them. Mark Erlandes, who has stopped in to buy a smoothie, says he doesn't really believe in any of this stuff. Still, if he's coming down with the cold, sometimes he reaches for it.
Maybe it's a mental, like, that you're taking it and you feel like your immune system should be, like, stronger and maybe you get over stuff faster. It could be just purely mental.
One thing's for certain, whatever you do, you'll feel better soon. Wait a week, the cold will go away. Alice Naubry, NPR News, Washington.
And you can find out whether kids who hate to wear coats are more likely to get colds at npr.org/yourhealth.